Help all kids learn and grow with PBS Kids. Thank you for supporting your PBS station.
Butterfly in the sky, I can go twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow. I can go anywhere. Friends to know and ways to grow, a reading rainbow. I can be anything. Take a look, it's in
It's a bunch of old schoolwork from when I was a kid. Look at this. I remember this test. This is a multiplication test from when I was in the sixth grade. I was so nervous the day of this test. I think I even asked my mom if I could stay home from school. Of course, she said no. Just thinking about it, I can remember the nervousness, the feelings in my stomach, you know what I mean? But I think it worked out all right. I mean, I did okay. When you're in school, you have to prove yourself all the time by taking tests. And once in a while, a test comes along so hard that you really worry about doing well. In this book, Mr. Albright's class is facing that test, the big school exam that everyone dreads. Rumors have been flying for weeks, and Sam and his friends are in a total panic. But no matter what they do, they can't avoid the biggest test in the universe.
The Biggest Test in the Universe by Nancy Poydar, read by Richard Gere. Sam was the luckiest boy in the universe. He had Mr. Albright for a teacher. Every year, Mr. Albright's class turned the whole room into the solar system. The only bad thing about this year was the big test. The big test tested everything you ever learned. So on Monday, when Mr. Albright said, "Boys and girls, the big test is Friday," Sam stopped feeling lucky. Everyone spoke at once. The test with the answer sheet? The test you have to pass to stay in school? Mr. Albright said, "It has answer sheets, and everyone stays in school. The big test is so hard, my brother says your head looks like a marble when it's over. Well, I heard you get blisters on your brain." "No, you've been practicing," said Mr. Albright. "No one should worry." Sam worried a lot. On Tuesday, the older kids were talking on the playground. The big test booklet is like a telephone book. Nobody finishes. When it's over, they put your arm in a sling. "Some arms fall off," shrieked Isabel. "Do not," said Sam, but he worried more. On Wednesday, Cousin Charlie said, "The big test was easy. I took it upside down, just for fun." "Did not," said Sam. His grandfather said, "Well, when I was a boy, they measured your head, and if it wasn't bigger, at the end of the year, no graduating." "Not true," said Sam. And his mother said, "When I was a girl, they made us write huge reports. It took weeks, and you slept at the school." "Did not," shouted Sam. Sam's father said, "Why are you so worried?" "Oh, just am." That night, Sam worried himself to sleep. On Thursday, the teachers made the older kids put up helpful hints. "Don't worry. Do flashcards the night before." "Don't do flashcards the night before. Get your parents to give you a special breakfast. Mmm, yum, yum. Get a good night's sleep. Wear something lucky. Gloria is selling Lucky Charms. Bring tissue. in case you cry. Well, in case your nose runs. Sam wanted to cry. Tomorrow was the big test. Friday morning, Sam said, I'm sick today. Oh, dear, said his mother. I'll have to sign you up for big test makeup day next Saturday. No pancakes today, no soccer next Saturday. I feel better. He put on his lucky hat. At school, the desks were in rows instead of clustered in constellations. There were new pencils. Mr. Albright passed out the test booklets. Sam wished they were painting their planets instead. Mr. Albright said, begin. Blast off, thought Sam. I'm in outer space. Alice blew her nose. George snickered. Mr. Albright glared. Sam turned the page. He knew answers. No, he made a mistake. Rub went Sam's eraser. Oh, it made a black hole in his paper. Emergency! Just go on, whispered Mr. Albright. Sam broke his pencil. Emergency! Like a rocket, Mr. Albright zoomed over with a new one. The end was at the bottom. Finally, Mr. Albright said, pencils down. Sam's pencil crashed onto his desk like a meteor. Mr. Albright said, it wasn't that bad. Was too, they wailed. It wasn't that bad, said George to Sam after school. No, said Sam, it was easy. I took it upside down, just for fun. George's little sister, Ellie, caught up with them. How was the big test? Terrible, claimed Sam. My arm is falling off. Oh, the test booklet is like a telephone book, said George. Nobody finished, said Sam. Oh, it's so hard, your head turns into a marble, said George. Oh, I'm gonna be sick on big test day, declared Ellie. If you're sick, they bring you to your house, warned Sam. Yeah, said George. I know a kid who had to eat it. Yuck, cried Ellie. Hey, Sophie, she gulped. Some kids had to eat the big test. Sam was the luckiest boy in the universe. Now he had two reasons. One, he had Mr. Albright for a teacher. And two, he had taken the biggest test in the universe and lived.
In spite of the terror that clutched their hearts, Sam and his friends lived through the big test. They did everything they could to prepare, and they met the challenge head on. Now, school isn't the only place that kids feel the pressure to succeed.
Dad, I told you I need this room, especially this counter.
Yikes, okay.
Play auditions are tomorrow, and I'm trying out for a really big part.
Well, Mika, you're gonna do just fine, sweetie.
Easy for you to say, not like you have to memorize all of these lines.
Yeah, like I wouldn't know anything about that.
You can't imagine the pressure.
Pressure, huh? Is that anything like a test?
Exactly, so I gotta study, okay?
Hey, you know, the truth is, I know exactly how she feels, and you probably do too, because when you're reaching for something that's really important to you, it's important that you do your best. When someone's judging you and deciding whether you've got what it takes, the pressure's always on to perform at your very best.
Here we go.
This is Ta-Da, a theater group in New York City. These kids are auditioning to get into the latest show, Everything You Wanted to Know About Camp, Almost. Today, they have the chance to show off their talent.
Everything that I like to do is here. So, you know, singing, acting, dancing, it's awesome. Really nice to be a part of something that you feel like you're doing something with your life and has a purpose.
When the applause is really loud and long, it makes me feel really good.
I pulled so many pranks at the camp I went to last summer, they wouldn't even let me back.
And you've done all this hard work, and then all of a sudden you hear this applause, and it feels great. I would just do show business just to have that moment.
This is the building that Tada is in. It's where we perform, rehearse, have auditions. I'll show you around.
Casey Wenger-Schulman is a veteran performer at Tada. She's been at Tada since she was 8 years old, and if she gets in, it will be her eighth show.
This is where we have auditions and rehearsals, and it's a really cool room because there are a lot of memories in it.
Come on in. Welcome to the auditions for Everything About Camp Almost. We're going to sing, we're going to dance, we're going to act. We just want to see what you have to offer. Don't hold back. Just really, really give it your best shot.
Before they actually audition, the performers have to warm up.
Look at yourself in the mirror. Overdo it. Good. So let us now begin by saying the name of this camp all together.
I'm worried and I'm nervous, but I mean, if I do my best and if I try as hard as I can, and if I don't get in, then that's out of my control and that'll be too bad.
Let me please have Lindsay, Donna, and Christina.
Everything you auditioned for, you're not gonna get in, because that's not realistic.
The grand door is cold and damp.
The kids are not just auditioning to get in the show, but also for the parts they really want. The competition is tough.
I want the prankster part. A lot of kids want that part.
A lot of people want to be a prankster. I have a lot of competition.
I'm in the outdoors and I live like a tramp.
In the mountain is more. What is it again?
Summer vacation is wasted at camp. At camp,
itchy cow, hooey, mega, hooey, yahoo.
Casey and Sherelle.
I'm in the outdoors.
When I'm up there auditioning, it feels really scary because all these people, like the judges, they're all like staring at you with these blank expressions.
At camp, itchy cow, hooey, mega, hooey, yahoo.
Early in the morning, looking for the bathroom.
If you try something, you know, so hard and you put so much effort and so much work into it, and then you didn't get in, it's just really disappointing, and you just feel mad at the world, to be honest.
I'm over at the cookout.
You wait in line.
Me, Gabriella, Maya, and Merce, we're the Brooklyn crew.
But I'll tell you my hunch, it's really gravy.
We're all best friends, and if one of us doesn't get in, it would just be really hard for us.
Hey, Arena, I didn't know you were coming back to Camp Itchy this year.
2 years ago, Maya experienced this kind of rejection.
There sure are.
She didn't get any parts in that show.
When I didn't get the part in Sleepover, it was kind of hard because, you know, all these thoughts kept going through my mind. I mean, the main question is why. You just think, oh, what was wrong with me? And you keep thinking, oh, what if I did this wrong? I should have done something differently. And it's just kind of hard because, you know, you never know why they didn't take you.
Norman has been performing for years, and he's auditioning for his last Tada show.
I feel today like, wow, I hope I get a decent part. This is my last show here. I want to go out with a bang.
I want the prankster part because the last time I saw Everything About Camp, Norman, he actually had the prankster part with this other girl.
Norman has become a mentor to his younger sister, Christina.
It's good. You know, I wanted the pranks to swear, but the
he's my older brother, so we do fight just like any brother and sister. But I listen to him because he's gotten so far.
The Buck song, I like the Buck song a lot better than the Prankster song, so it'll be good. When I started this company, I didn't necessarily think I would go out to be an actor, but now as the years gone by, I know there's no other thing for me to do but this, really, is to act.
So how do you feel about leaving Ta-Da?
Well, 7 years is a long time.
Are you gonna cry?
No, I'm not gonna cry, but I won't miss the people, the staff, and I'm glad that I stuck it out to the very end, to the last possible moment right before I get ready to go to college.
Robert enjoys being around other performers, and Ta-Da has become his second home.
I don't really, like, talk to people a lot in my school. And, like, when I'm here, I just have, like, a lot of friends here that take time and consideration to listen to, like, what I'm saying and stuff. So when I'm here, I express myself a lot to these people in here.
So, Robert, were you happy that you went to Ta-Da today? How did it go?
It was really cool. We continued the run-through that we did from yesterday.
My mom, like, really supports me a lot, and she's just very, very comforting, and she's always there for me.
How was school today? I know you've been having a rough
very,
time.
Very, very stressful, Mr. Felipe.
My mother is a single mom. She works really hard to keep a roof over our head, you know. And my brother is, like, handicapped. He has, like, cerebral palsy.
Baby, you want to go to your room? Yeah, that's where you want to go. I bet you do.
I'm really nervous because it can go, like, either way. But if I don't make this show, I'm not just going to quit because I didn't make it.
I turn it back, and I can hit the ball when horseback riding.
When you're at an audition, it's like a big test because it's like question number one. You have to do this dance. You have to sing this song.
Good.
Once everyone has auditioned, the directing staff decides who's in the show and what parts they get.
Okay. What do you think this so far?
Lindsay is a C for a complainer, and Irene is a complainer, Merce is a complainer. Who is the other source? Robert is a complainer.
Okay, so everything about campus, or the swimming song, we figured out.
I'm at home waiting for a call, and that it's like a very important call because it tells you if you got in or not. When you got that call, it's like, this is your grade. You got in or you didn't get in. It's like passing or not passing. Sometimes, like, I'll think about, you know, there's a chance that you won't get in, so I just can't go to sleep. So usually my mom will come in and read to me, or that'll put me to sleep.
I sort of climb the tree, settling on an oak with sturdy branches hunched up on a high limb.
Hello? Yes? Oh, hi. Oh, really? Thank you. Bye. Mom, Dad! I got in! Woo!
Rehearsals begin, and all of Casey's friends have made the show, but not everyone got the part they wanted. Although the competition for parts stressed their relationship, their friendship was still number one.
Crawl to the final position.
Me and Maya, we were very excited about getting Pranksters because, like, she didn't really think she was gonna get that big a part, and I wasn't quite sure. And Merce had really, 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 really wanted a Prankster, so he was kind of, like, upset. So, like, even if you said the slightest thing, like, oh, I got the Prankster, he would call it, like, bragging.
You did that when you went for the s'mores.
Did I?
There are some people who get big parts and they'll go on and on about it for days, and you know, it's sort of like the only thing they talk about.
Catfish, crawfish, lungfish, paddlefish, goldfish, peoplefish, not.
It was kind of hard for like a day because he was like just thinking about how he didn't get it and how his two of his like best friends got it. And then like, he finally got his mind off of it, and he realized that he also got a pretty good part.
Okay, who wants to play advice?
Woo!
All right, okay.
Cool. I have to respect her for also being, like, open-minded, and I know if I hadn't gotten a Prankster, I would be kind of bummed out.
Hey, sweetie.
How's it going?
It's going good. I mean, it's really hard, but you know, it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, how'd they react to your getting it?
Merce really wanted it too?
Yeah, and he finally admitted it.
It's hard because when you audition, you're competing with your friends. You're competing with an ensemble.
Yeah.
Some kids are going to get good parts and some kids aren't going to get such good parts. But I think that it's a testament to the four of your friendship.
Yeah.
You know, close friendship, that it hasn't affected their friendship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at all the kids we got to know.
Rehearsals are even, like, more tense than auditions because you're learning this stuff, and it's usually, like, very hard to memorize, and there are a lot of people there, but it's really awesome.
The rehearsals will perfect every part of the performance. Opening night is just days away.
You know, it's amazing how much hard work actually goes into perfecting a performance.
Dad, I'm done.
Really?
Yep. I studied hard, learned my lines and my songs, and now it's time to relax.
Sounds good.
Dad, my baseball glove, please.
Oh, right. Here you go.
Thank you.
Mika, you're a mess. Actually, you know what? Michaela's got a pretty good attitude. First you study hard, then you relax. It's a great way to handle the stress, whether it's a test, an audition, or a tryout. Of course, everybody has his or her own little tricks to stay calm in the face of anxiety. So here are three stage fright stories that are worthy of your applause. But you don't have to take my word for it.
Hi, my name is Gabriella Morello, and I just finished reading Angelina on Stage. This book is about Angelina and her cousin Henry. They're both in a ballet performance. Angelina gets jealous because Henry gets to do something special. He gets to say a line of his own, and all the cast and crew adore him. Henry gets stage fright. He doesn't know where to go on stage and doesn't remember his lines. Luckily, Angelina helps him remember. It reminded me about when I was playing the piano or singing and dancing at recitals. I get nervous when everyone watches me play or I'm afraid that I might play something wrong. In the end, Angelina gets a special part of her own for helping Henry.
Hi, my name is Deborah, and I really like this book called Beverly Billingsley Takes a Bow. It's about a little mouse that is very shy on her first audition in a play. Lois and Beverly were friends, both auditioned for the play. But when the show got started, Lois forgot her lines on stage, and Beverly had to tell her lines backstage. The teacher eventually congratulated Beverly for being so nice to everybody by giving her a great role in the play. I think that kids should read this book because it teaches you a lesson about you should always have a strong friendship even though things don't happen the way you plan them.
Hi, my name is Christian, and this is Wemberly Worried. She worries about everything. On the first day of school, she has a long list of worries. What if they make fun of my name? What if I can't find the bathroom? What if I hate the snack? And what if I have to cry? Even though her mother and father said, "Don't worry," she worried. The first day of school, she meets this girl called Jewel. They start, like, being friends. And that's when Wemberly stopped worrying about school. If you're worried about anything, this is the book for you, Wemberly Worried.
After all the hard work and practices at Tada, there's still one test left to pass, the performance.
Backstage, the kids get ready for the curtain to go up.
Everyone, like, is very nervous, and you're all just, like, in your own place, and you're all, like, going around, and you're trying to remember your lines, and, like, you're always like, oh, my God, I forgot what I say, I forgot my song. Just trying to remember everything, and it's very tense. And then you get on stage, and usually it all goes away.
Mattress has bumps, the kid above me has come down with the mumps, the
The show is over. It feels really great because you worked and you worked, and just to know that everyone enjoyed it is really awesome.
Sometimes you don't know what you can do until you try. And that's the value of putting yourself to the test. Knowing that you have to perform can actually help you stretch your limits and achieve more than if you didn't have a goal in the first place. So, the next time you have to prove yourself and show that you've got what it takes, just remember that in your heart, you know you can do it. And if you put forth your best effort, and I mean your best effort, then everything will work out just fine. I'll see you next time.
Ta-da! Here we are, the biggest thing in little kids. Epic kids too! Ta-da! Here we are, making it our own way. So be on the lookout wherever you go. We'll give you the business will show. We're bound to make it big, cause we got a big style. We're bound to feel it big when we put up this line.
Today's Reading Rainbow Books are The Biggest Test in the Universe, written and illustrated by Nancy Poydar, published by Holiday House. Beverly Billingsley Takes a Bow, by Alexander Stadler, published by Harcourt Incorporated. Wimberly Worried, written and illustrated by Kevin Henkes, published by Green Willow Books. Angelina on Stage, by Catherine Holabird, illustrated by Helen Craig, published by Viking, a division of Penguin Putnam.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton. In uncertain times, there's no more effective way to make your kids feel good and safe than to spend time with them. We at Reading Rainbow suggest sharing a book with your family. Read for fun, read for family, read for our future.